Look at those neckties and collars and
everyone. Look at all y'all in here with your real professional.
Look at y'all. You spent money real on Christian haircuts. Names.
Nick Butler said his wife said he needs to use LinkedIn more. This is not what she meant.
What?
Hey, this is yes, it is. Hey, she's in here no, too.
This is why. Crazy. This is why you get specific with your genie wish. Okay.
Mm. Put some respect on her name. She's in here too.
Mm.
Every genie is a contract lawyer and a devious one at that.
And
welcome back to school, CKC15. Cover those cinder blocks up. Hey, as always, a reminder for those of you who are on LinkedIn, this is not a joke. You can ask anyone. If you are on LinkedIn and you are using the full cast to listen to this podcast at work, I will give you a fake job recommendation for any job you want.
Just let us know.
What about contract assassin?
I don't think that's LinkedIn. Eh. I think that all happens on Hinge.
I think if you pivot it the right way, I think if you frame it the right way,
you're saying this. You're making this sound like a joke, and I'm trying to. What I'm trying to tell people is that if they need, hey, Dowell Harmon just got laid off. Dowell, do you need a job recommendation? I'm your reference buddy. I got you.
I'm just exploring the space. That's all.
No, but you're turning it. You're taking my very real offer and turning it into a joke.
I would never do that on this show. Not once.
Unlike Ryan, I take your employment seriously.
I don't take my own employment seriously, in fairness.
You want to talk about, you know, lawyering? Spencer and I were debating Warhammer rules with Jack and Dan like seconds before we pressed live. So
yeah, but it turns out we screwed them all up.
Yeah, we heard every single time we play this game, we were like, oh.
Wait, so does that mean that Jason is not in the overall lead?
No, he's Dan still in the overall. No, we do that.
I would argue there's a different rule we use that greatly disadvantaged me.
Yes. Okay. So, in other words, we forgot one rule that really would have helped Jason, but he forgot one rule that we remembered one rule that would have hurt him. So I think he's coming out even in the wash.
Jason Harris in the comments. I have known you long enough to where I could probably actually be your reference at this point.
Yeah.
So that's not a problem. If that is the same Jason Harris, if it's a different Jason Harris, I apologize.
I'm going to do the thing. The Shutdown Fool Cast. You are listening live.
Did you say Fool Cast?
Fool. Okay. I'm speaking Spanish. El Fool Cast.
Okay.
In vivo.
In vivo.
In vivo.
Why can't I pin comments to the stage now?
I don't know.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure everybody saw Vic say value sized bag of hot fries. That's all.
Okay.
Yes, welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast Live. We're coming to you live today, which we normally don't do when we're recording this podcast and distributing it. But kind of an unusual week. A couple things happened, so we just decided, hey, man, in the words of a disgraced sex pest, we'll do it live.
Okay, wait.
That's a great choice.
I don't know that I want to go that direction. What is the phrase, to whom an explanation is needed, none will be sufficient?
I don't know if I want to go that direction.
Oh, this is going to be one of those shows.
It's going to.
You started it.
Holly, I just want you to know you're going to be very mad at the playoff game. And I it's not my fault.
No, is it because my strategy didn't work?
Well, we'll get,
could you tell what my strategy was from the list?
I couldn't.
I'm going to guess nobody's strategy worked.
It's mixed. I'm going to say mixed results. We can jump into it if you want. We can jump into it if y'all want, but I just wanted to get that out there that I have not been targeting you. It just didn't work out great for you.
Wait,
that's
you're
all.
Telling me I'm going to be unhappy with my playoff picks on the full cast? That's new.
I did have one little semi-timely news note that Michigan coach Sharon Moore said he looked forward to text messages to Connor Stallions being released in full. I really hope they're just Connor Stallions texting him photos of vacuum cleaners, just like classic vacuum cleaner. Should I fix that one? It's a good one.
What if it's just Sharon Moore texting him like new PRs he set in lifting?
I did lat raises with 55s today, bro. Fight me.
What if it's
fight me?
Yeah, I look forward to these texts being released and everybody seeing the progression of my gains in real time.
Yeah, bro, listen, this 531 thing, I was skeptical, but look, I'm swole as fuck, and these numbers can't stop climbing. That's all. Otherwise, we're just waiting for football. That's it. We're very, very, very close, right? That and additionally, I got to listen to my favorite thing, which was not to endorse a podcast on a podcast, but I listened to one of my favorite episodes on the year, which is always Bud Elliott doing SEC win totals, because it's just Bud going
garbage.
These guys
garbage under.
It's
under.
The most wonderful time of the year. It's like the first. It's the first Robin of spring is the, Bud saying trash program.
Well, there's also that, and then there's also Bud evaluating whether other media members are actually keeping track of accurate win totals or not. Because Bud will find the homers who are saying, "Oh yeah, everyone in this conference is making a bowl."
Don't math. The math does not math.
One year, didn't we try to do this and we gave everybody in the ACC Coastal a losing record by accident, but also it was the ACC Coastal.
That sounds
so they could
entirely
have been.
Plausible on our part.
I miss the
I'm
ACC
sure we've
Coastal.
Done that a number of times. I would actually argue that Bud has gone the other way. I'm sure the math, but when you're listening to him, it feels like you go, is everyone in this conference going to have a losing record?
Oh, but Bud's maths, but he is sure as shit going to let you know if your math doesn't math.
Yeah, no, attitude-wise, it doesn't feel like it maths. I'm sure it does, but when you're listening to it, you're like, did he just pick 15 straight unders?
Bud's like an emotional CPA where he's like, listen, your feelings are stupid and here's why.
Picking 15 straight unders, you will remain in the game longer than if you pick 15 straight overs.
We've told this story on the program of the first time I met Bud, right?
I don't remember.
Oh, this is involving the person who knew Doug, right?
Well, we didn't have to name names, dude. Jesus.
Sorry. Yes.
Never mind. Now I'm not going to tell the story.
Look what you did.
Look what I look. I did something wrong.
Did
oh boy, Mike Palladino. Am I the only one who doesn't watch college football but listens to this podcast? No, Mike, you're not.
Yeah. For instance, me. I'm one of those people.
Oh.
Should we watch college football?
Should we dive into our... Oh, wait. Do you want to get some podcast business out of the way first, or do you want to dive into the playoff picks?
I think it's very important.
I don't know if we decided... Did we decide whether or not to convey this?
Let's just do the podcast business we know about. We have two items that I'm confident we can talk about. Mm. One of them is in Jason's bio on here. The other one...
God, nothing.
I thought Spencer was going to start singing.
I fell asleep at the wheel.
This
one,
is like
two,
watching
three,
a beach
four.
Volleyball team where one person is not paying attention.
Mid-season form.
Squirrel.
Okay.
Podcast business. Podcast business. Yeah. What's a business? Podcast business.
Woo.
Audiobook business. Jason read his book. It's way cool, and you should go read it. And I'm going to get ahead and talk about it. Right. Go, Jason.
That sounds so fucking lazy.
Jason,
I read
I'm
something. What'd you read?
At this point that any of us can read.
What did you read? Oh, well, I wrote it. Like
this guy's a reader.
like what an achievement that is. Hey, the audiobook is out now, folks. It's available at Supporting Cast, via which you can get it in any podcast app. It's also available at shutdownfullbooks.com. You can get the file uploaded into any audio app, and it's coming soon at, you know, Audible and Apple Books and all the normal companies. We don't like normal around here. We like weird companies. But yeah, it's available right now. Production handled by Michael Ray Serber, who's on the call. Guitar handled by Michael Ray Serber, who's on the call. Yes, I did the narration. My daughter did the artwork that you can catch a glimpse of that someone in the Discord described as if Elden Ring had a Pizza Hut.
I haven't played Elden Ring, but now I'm disappointed it doesn't have a Pizza Hut.
I think you get the gist. Also, apologies to Mr. Twiddles, who is in the chat and who I have forgotten to do my turn on Marble Snap right now.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I'm taking on commenters right now.
Okay, wait. What day does the Alliance Week turn over? I can't figure this out.
On Friday. I have lost a round to Mr. Twiddles. It's on Fridays. We got plenty of time. But yeah, audiobook is out now. It's good. We put our whole ass into it. There was something else I was going to mention about it, but I bet I'll get that in a future edition of Podcast Business.
That sounds great, Jason. I look forward. Can someone get a transcript of the audiobook somewhere?
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. If at any point you have sent me a joke about, like, can you have Ryan do the audiobook in the silliest voice he can think of, here's a rule. You have to buy it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
because Ryan did not do that.
That's going right. to goose those sales.
You see what I'm saying?
That's right. Let's make that my fault. Here's what it
no,
was.
No,
I wanted no. $200,000.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
okay, it. There we go. We'll make you a diva.
What an asshole.
I couldn't afford the talent.
Speaking
New
of,
York liberal carpetbagger Ryan Nanny.
Speaking of divas, you can see us and the Hand in the Dirt divas live with the OGs. At the Raleigh Sports Podcast Festival, which is, if my
by Hand of the Dirt Divas, we mean Stephen Hartzell will be singing Celine Dion.
Correct. Not the one you, not My Heart Will Go On. That's the way it is. He's tricky like that. Mm. That is, God, like a week and a half away at this point.
Sure, sure. We have a show in 10 days. It's fine.
The top, what, somebody remind me, we settled on Backyard Disasters as the catch-all?
What?
Something
along those settled, lines. We settled on Backyard Disasters. I was dismayed at this stupid comment on Twitch.
Oh, okay.
waiting for the moment Holly learns all her team choices were non-unique and she's drafting live.
Oh.
First of all, you have to see my strategy to understand. Second of all.
That is the game.
We'll get there.
Are you calling me skill issue on playoff picks in August?
Ooh. Ooh.
Really?
Damn. Okay.
Do you think I can't open blue chip ratio?
You can go to pre-owned. You can go to preownedairboats.com. I think some tickets are still available for
Raleigh.
Fuck
you, vid student.
Is that a lot? Nope. That's not a lot of tickets. So if you want to come, get on it.
Get your ass in gear.
Get there. Server's going to be there. Maybe Server will bring his guitar and
Server's got a show the night before too,
right.
Folks.
I don't think Server will play guitar for you. Maybe he'll let you pose for a picture with him.
If the money's right.
Yeah.
He said if we got a party bus, he would play the party bus.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that. And you can also find out about our Birmingham show, which is in October at preownedairboats.com. Preownedairboats.com, your source for all news in the known universe. If it's not there, did it happen? Hard to say.
Nope. Frankly, not. Didn't.
Channel 6, do we want to do a quick plug?
Oh, yes, we do, because we are currently in the middle of...
We're in the middle of something real fun.
Yeah, we're in the middle of our annual swing through the every game preview of the SEC, where you can get a little piece, a little breakdown of every single goddamn matchup that this conference...
This is a fun exercise because we did it last year and then the conference exploded. And it kind of doing these kind of reminds me of doing the old version of 40 for 40 where we actually did an individual podcast for every bowl in that about 2/3 of the way through, we start hallucinating.
Yeah, there's
and
absolutely.
we're kind of edging up to the hallucinatory precipice right now in today's. Also, there's... If I can brag, can I brag on you for a second, sincerely?
Please. Yes.
Whoa.
The Eli Drinkwitz through line that you are crafting in this series of SEC previews, it's like got a real Las Crónicas vintage EDSBS feel that I just love.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
It's just so it reads so immediately as an emotional truth. And if you subscribe to Channel 6, you'll see what I mean. We're sending Coach Eli on a little adventure this year.
How many chapters of this saga are out and how many remain?
So because of the size of the conference, we have had to split this up this year. Last year we did 3 parts. This year we've had to split it into 5.
Jesus.
So here's the thing. Via,
when you add 2 teams.
Via
big conference.
Here's the thing. Via back end stats, we learned last year that most of you are reading on mobile.
Uh-huh.
And 2,500 words is a lot to scroll through on mobile.
Right.
So we're trying very hard with various degrees of success to keep this at 1,500 words or less, because even 1,500 words is a lot to read on a phone. And something like some crazy high percentage, like 80% of you are opening this email on phone. So we're trying to be cognizant of that. And it's still a lot of words. Uh-huh. But we've put up three parts, right?
Three parts. And the fourth part
will drop
tomorrow.
Yeah, fourth part is coming. Third part dropped yesterday, which is Tuesday. Fourth part is dropping tomorrow, which is Thursday. And then, oh, Jesus, next week you get openers and then football. What?
Yeah,
cool.
That's it.
I have a friendly recommendation for y'all to make your lives easier next year. Instead of doing the 2025 every SEC game, you should pick one of those, like, I don't know, years from like the 70s when it was like there were only 10 SEC teams. Some they didn't even play the same number of conference games. Sometimes it was like, I don't know, we got 5 conference games this year. That's it. Just like really give yourselves.
We're playing JD's Balloon Academy.
Yeah, whatever.
Tillman, Alabama.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so that's Channel 6. I am writing over at my newsletter, Assigned, on Substack. I am currently researching and writing a piece about what I believe is probably the only sports trophy named after someone who was present at the Kennedy assassination. And that's all that's all I'm going to tell you right now. I feel like that's a good tease.
There's a moon
trophy. Oh, I have, man, every response I have to this is going to get me arrested.
That's fine. This is a safe place. They can't arrest you on LinkedIn, is my understanding.
No, that's very true.
Server, you got anything you want to throw in here?
You kind of told everybody about mine before I had the chance to.
Sure.
Thanks for that.
Sure. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
What a
fuck. No. I do want to reinforce that Jason's book is fucking awesome. Most of you have read it. If you haven't read it yet, you should read it. If you can't read like me, this audiobook will be a real treat. And it was super fun to work with and him on this, and I'm super proud of what I did on it. But yeah, I'm playing a show the night before the PodFest in Winston-Salem at Hoots. Hoots is a super awesome brewery that got rid of all their brewery stuff because they wanted to be a super awesome music venue, which I think is pretty cool. So come see me then, and then come see me at Sports PodFest, and then come see me and Jason and others at Quail Ridge Books the next day.
Awesome. Does that conclude podcast business? Do you all concur?
God, I hope so.
Podcast. All right.
Wait, which ones concur? At the end of it, you're right. We should make him sing it backwards like he's summoning Satan with an Alvin and the Chipmunks record.
Yeah. I summon Satan with every full cast. Okay.
That's true. And Satan's like, God, this is unlistenable.
Satan's like, God, this fucking try hard.
I've unsubscribed 10 times to this podcast. What the fuck? This is hell.
And it just keeps going.
All right. So it's time for the 2024-2025 Fullcast playoff pick game to catch everybody up who did not listen to a prior episode and understand how this game works. I asked everybody on the show, including Cerber, to send me their list of 12 playoff teams. And before they sent me their list, I wrote my own list of 12. The rules are as follows. If anybody submitted a team that was duplicated by anybody else, both participants and indeed, in a few cases, all participants lost that team. I'll go ahead and tell you. Everybody had Ohio State on their playoff pick.
All right.
Ohio State is not eligible. So, for those schools, they are not only not on anybody's individual list, they cannot be drafted later. They are not eligible to be in the playoff whatsoever. As a result of this canceling process, we have 15 FBS teams that have been eliminated from playoff contention per these very stupid rules. They are in no particular order: Ohio State, Texas, Notre Dame, Georgia, Kansas State, Memphis, Oregon, Michigan, Penn State, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Alabama, LSU, Clemson, and Florida State, picked by multiple members of this show, therefore ineligible for playoff consideration. That means we all have a lot of fucking work to do. And so what I'm going to do is review. I did a randomized draft order. We're going to go serpentine style. Serber has the first pick, then Jason, then Holly, then Spencer, then me, and then we'll reverse it. Everybody has a number of teams left to pick. Holly, you have the most teams left to pick, but we'll get to you in order.
Thank you.
Serber.
Wait, so my strategy worked. Why'd you say I was going
to
be unhappy?
Oh, was your strategy to get all your teams knocked out?
Okay, so should I reveal
Please.
This now?
Oh, yeah, there's no harm in revealing your strategy now, absolutely.
Okay, so my... wait, when you say I have the most teams left, what do you mean?
You have only one team you sent in did not get doubled up.
So I thought you said I had the most teams left.
No. Okay. You have 11 teams you will need to draft from the rest of FBS.
Okay, my strategy didn't work because what I was doing for the record is I assumed that everyone else would overthink this.
Ah, okay.
And was gonna get weird and down and hipstery and down in the G5s. Mm. So I went through and picked every team that was on my list had to be on Bud's in the top of Bud's blue chip ratio for this year. Okay. And I left out like five teams that I don't like.
Okay.
Out of pettiness.
The amount of overthinking that I did was I looked at Bill's latest SP+. And I mm-hmm. went by percentage.
Okay.
I didn't think anybody would do that. Teams. I thought everybody would go down. I thought everybody would be like pulling for K-State shit. Okay.
Server, what did you do?
I just went and got the Vegas odds. I was like, I'm going to pick the best team so no one else can have these teams.
Mm. Okay.
And then I didn't pick certain ones that I didn't want to wind up with.
Sure.
Just in case.
Sure.
But I knew mm-hmm. someone else was going to do this. Because as soon as you told us, like, but be careful. If you don't pick them, someone could wind up getting Georgia. I was like, no one's going to let that happen.
That was very, very smart. Double think by Ryan. Ryan, could you drop the list in the private chat too?
Of the teams who have been eliminated?
Yeah.
Yes, I will do that right now.
Drop that because
yes, folks, we have a private chat.
Yeah, there we go.
It's mostly nude. Mostly.
For a small fee.
So here's what was left after the carnage. I'm going to go in draft order. Serber, you have two teams that made it through on your playoff list. And if somebody's on an existing list, we can't pick them either. Serber, you have Utah and Appalachian State.
I fuck with both of these picks hard because I actually believe that these two teams have a better than good chance of making the playoff.
Okay. Jason, you also have two teams. You will be rocking with Missouri and Boise State.
Okay, so those two teams are locked in.
Yes, you have those two teams locked in. Serber and Jason, you will each be picking.
I know what my team is. Are you fucking kidding me? Nobody else picked this?
Holly, what is the one team that survived unscathed from your list?
It's Ole Miss?
No,
it's
not
Auburn?
Ole Miss. It is Auburn.
Fucking hell! Why would you guys do this to me?
Yes, brutal. I'm sorry. I should have put Ole Miss is in the eliminated category. I forgot to add it to the list. Okay. But yes, Ole Miss got picked by three teams.
So does this mean I'm locked in with Auburn as my first pick?
Correct. They don't have to be your number one pick, but they are, yes. Auburn is the only school that you selected that nobody else selected.
Swimming Totoro, that's not how you spell Totoro, but also you have this backwards. I picked Tennessee to make sure they got knocked out.
You got very close to Tennessee working. Spencer was Spencer was the only other person who picked Tennessee.
Thank you, Spencer.
You're welcome.
Spencer, you have...
All right, so my strategy was a little different.
Okay, go for it.
A what?
Yeah, so I attempted to take half my list and knock out obvious ones.
Yep.
And then I took the mostly the back half. I think like the last five to knock out or to claim teams that I thought could
slip through the cracks.
Low margin TCU types who might rip off like a spectacular year.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And as a result, you have three teams on your playoff roster so far. SMU, Iowa State and NC State.
Yes. Two for like barely plausible reasons, and then one because
Right. Sure. Yeah.
That was a really good hell.
Yeah. The NC State box at homefieldapparel.com. God damn, there's some good shit in that.
It does look, it looks spicy.
Okay, I have six teams alive, and that is because I went almost the opposite way. Jeez. I almost went the
commissioner.
Hold on, let's hear what the teams are before you get excited. Okay, because okay. I went almost the opposite way. I picked
Ball State.
I picked a handful of teams at the top of my list that I was like, either I don't want this team to get in, and I'm hoping to cancel them. Hi, Georgia, or I am. I feel like if I don't have, if nobody picks them, I would feel stupid for not having them. So I put them on the list. So I have the following six teams: Miami, Kentucky, Virginia Tech, UNLV, Wisconsin, and Kansas.
Huh. I don't hate that.
Yeah,
it's
I don't hate it
it's a trick. I it's a tricky
like
list.
That's the kind of shit that I thought you were all going to do.
So to be clear,
I can't tell if I overthought or underthought.
For instance, this means I can't pick Kansas, right?
Correct.
Oh, you can't. You can if you have a draft pick ahead of Ryan.
No. Anybody, we can't overlap at all.
Oh,
all of our 12 teams have to look completely different from one another.
So now quick, you have to start over again now because now I can't remember.
Yeah.
I'm going to put. I have put in the link to the spreadsheet.
This is a great game
where you can see. All
but can
the
you
teams.
Can you rattle off real quick the teams that are eliminated by being on a single list now?
By on a single list, yes, I can do that. Utah, yeah. App State, Mizzou, Boise State, Auburn, Southern Methodist, Iowa State, NC State, Miami, Kentucky, Virginia Tech, UNLV, Wisconsin, and Kansas. I will also note, a couple of listeners did send in their own playoff picks ahead of everybody else. I did not incorporate their picks into it, but I will be keeping them on the side.
I appreciate your confidence
in the event that, in the event that they end up having superior playoff picks to all of us, which is entirely possible at this point.
Oh yeah.
Does anybody have any questions? These are you can see in the spreadsheet there.
You're telling me multiple people pick Penn State to make the playoff?
In a 12-team playoff,
oh,
yeah.
Right. I forgot there.
And technically,
round.
It was okay. Only you and Jason.
We were both thinking the same thing. Yeah, I'm pretty
I don't
sure.
know how much money you will let me lay on Penn State making.
How much money? That's only in that the only amount that's larger is the amount I would bet on them losing a home playoff game.
Oh, that's what I want them to do.
That's the dream.
I want them to be the first team to lose a home playoff game.
Again, that's Notre Dame.
We're gonna keep having this fight, I guess, until it happens.
Does anybody have any questions before we start drafting?
None with productive answers.
Yeah. Possibly did you say this team? And then we just sort of redo that whole thing.
But yeah, we'll
finish this weekend. Wait, tell me who else picked Ole Miss. I want to know.
You, Serber, and Jason all picked
sick
Ole Miss.
Fucks.
Yeah. I believe Georgia, Ohio State, and Texas were the only schools that everybody picked. Yeah, that looks right.
Damning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, here's how we're going to do this, because we have so many fucking teams to pick. When it's your turn, I'm going to let you pick two teams, just so we can start chopping this down.
A two-headed snake.
Yeah. So, Serber, you are first up in the randomized order. You have two teams on your playoff list. You can pick teams 3 and 4. Everybody except these 29 teams in FBS is open and available to you.
I might fuck this up right away, but
that's fine. Because we're doing this in a live chat, like you are free to look at, like you can do the Price is Right thing where the chat just tells you who to pick. I don't care about that at all.
Oh no!
$1.
Stop yelling.
Okay.
I don't trust any of you. Okay. Oklahoma's available, right?
Oklahoma is available.
Wow.
Oklahoma.
Okay.
And then
that was a big hater gap of us.
Oh shit, Virginia Tech is taken.
Yes.
And Washington?
Washington is available.
I'm going to take Washington.
Okay. Great job. Jason, two picks please.
Did you say Miami's taken?
Miami is one of my precious six teams. Yes.
Okay. The Arizona Wildcats.
Okay.
Ooh.
Good pick.
The Texas San Antonio Roadrunners.
Okay.
Also very good.
Great. Arizona and UTSA are off the board. Holly, you have Auburn. You will have to
shut up.
You will have to find 11 friends.
There's an ointment for that.
You have been tasked with finding 11 friends for Auburn.
Oh, let's get weird. Let's get weird in two different directions. Okay. Colorado and Maryland.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Oh,
wow,
I kind of, wow, you know, wow, what? Wow, the, wow, the Maryland, yeah, one spiritually I like. Okay. I like that a lot.
Okay. Okay. All right. Spencer, teams 4 and 5 for you, please.
Oh, boy.
Wait, what has been taken so far?
This round or overall? This round we've seen Oklahoma.
No, read them all again, right?
This round we've seen Oklahoma, Washington, Arizona, UTSA, Colorado, and Maryland taken.
Okay.
All right. I'm making nothing but the nakedest, boldest moves here. Please, so booty cheeks out, I am going to select USF.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
Nope. I know. Let it happen.
Sure. I know. Let it happen.
Too far.
What?
Too far.
Are you a Tame Impala? Because you need to let this happen.
Not far enough.
Too nude.
Yeah, too nude. Disagree. I will take them, and I will also take the Utah Utes.
No, they're already picked.
No, they're already picked.
I knew this would happen.
You said USF?
Just take Utah State.
He did
say
USF.
USF. Oh, I'm not taking Utah State, brother.
Oh, okay. So USF is the bottom of the barrel for you?
USF would be close to the bottom of the barrel. I will also go ahead and take... This is difficult, y'all. This is challenging.
Welcome to the full cast, Spencer.
I know. If you were going to put some thought into it, which I should stop doing immediately.
Yeah, that is a mistake.
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. You know what? I'm going to continue a theme here. UCF.
Oh.
Okay. Aww. I-4 belongs to Spencer.
Yes. I'll go ahead and seal off I-4.
The one on I-4 goes through this tummy tum.
Okay. That leaves me, because it's Serpentine style, I now get to pick 4 teams. The bulk of my playoff is going to come in here. I am taking Iowa off the board.
Fucking
as
hell.
As a pick or
as my pick. Yes, I am. Okay. I am taking Iowa. I am also taking Louisville.
Mm. Ooh. You took one of mine.
Louisville,
right,
belongs
choice
to me. Boy, now we are going to get into some dregsy situations.
No.
I am going to take Oregon State because I believe in the Pac-2. And because I wouldn't take Washington State from Floyd, obviously. And okay, I don't like this, but they're not on the list yet. I'm going to take USC, Southern Cal.
That I was kind of waiting to see how long we were going to do before somebody hit that particular bullet.
It's too. I have to wait too long, so I have to take. I have to put a little bit of stupid meat on my.
They wouldn't have been there. Yeah.
By the way, when we listeners, I'm going to ask you for something, and I know that this is going to be hard for all of you, but I think that when we post this on Instagram, we should not post any context for our playoff picks whatsoever. And if you're listening to the show right now, I know this is asking a lot, but I want you guys to play along.
Be cool.
Okay?
Be cool. And we'll post it. Cool?
I don't want to hear anything in there but great picks, Coach. Do not explain the plot.
We'll post it with one of those meaningless Instagram captions like, Do you agree?
Yes.
We'll post it with a picture of Paul Feinbaum's face. We won't say Paul Feinbaum said anything. No. We'll just have Paul Feinbaum's face with quote marks.
Yeah. What if we do it clickhole style and we're like, Paul Feinbaum said what?
Shaq apologizing to us because he did not know how great our picks would
be. Yeah, thank you, Bill H. I'm going to count on everybody to repost these with Do You Agree?
Do you agree?
Yeah, thank you. And get the YouTube thumbnail of me looking really confused. Yeah. Like,
what a rare bird that is.
USF sucked me off?
Yeah, Uber driver.
All right, Spencer, you have 5 teams. You need team 6 and 7 now, please.
UNC and Texas Tech.
Okay.
Ooh. Right.
That's a lot of
That's interesting.
Activity.
Okay. Lot of
like a perfectly preserved dead bird on the sidewalk.
I will say this. Lot of interesting group of 5 teams still on the board. Still in play.
Yeah.
Holly, your 4th and 5th picks, please.
Man. West Virginia.
Okay.
Because
solid.
Mama's calling.
Yep.
Oh man,
dare you take Pitt?
This hurts my teeth. No, I'm gonna do something much. I'm gonna do something much worse. Okay. Nebraska.
Ooh, this is good. I love that.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. I think that's a great, like, in the vein of Spencer's, like, who could have, like, a TCU-ish year.
Speaking of which, did TCU get taken? I still have them on
TCU list. Is still available.
They're still around.
Huh, TCU's interesting.
Still available.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably still not touching them, but yeah.
Jason, 5 and 6 for you, please.
NC State and Auburn are taken, is that right?
NC State is taken by Spencer, and Auburn belongs to Holly now and forever.
Auburn belongs to me. You heard that.
All right. So Oklahoma State Auburn. Is available for me.
Oklahoma State is available.
Happy about that. Okay.
I thought about Oklahoma State, but I couldn't. I don't have that much bile.
Jason, did you say Tulane?
Yeah, give me Tulane.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Server, we're all the way back to you. You get to make 4 picks this time as we run this all the way around.
Okay. Can I womp? Is Arkansas available?
Arkansas is available.
That's fucking bold.
I'm going to force win the shit out of this dynasty season. They are going all the way.
Okay, let's not examine why Arkansas is still available, but yes, they're still on the board.
Be careful about that, Sim.
Yeah, buddy, you got so much motivating to do. You got to lay hands on these people.
I simmed in Arkansas season and my PS5 started crying.
Is Florida still available?
Oh that was next for me. Shit.
Oh, my God.
They sure are.
Jesus.
Gators. Fucking idiot.
All right.
Have fun with that schedule.
No,
brother.
Listen. Me and Richard Johnson are like the only people on earth who think that Florida might turn it around this year. But
I think with that schedule, they could make the playoff at 2-10.
They'll certainly argue in favor of it.
Greg, will make this happen.
Who's got it worse than us?
might be the only thing he's good at.
All right, so Arkansas and Florida. 2 more from you, Cerber.
Is Pitt available?
Pitt is available.
Pitt is always available, baby.
Man.
You know I'm going to take Pitt. and finally.
Come on, take your local team. You got to do it.
Oh, no, I'm not taking them. the Gamecocks are available, right? The
yes,
other
they are.
US.
South Carolina yes, they is are. Available.
Give them to me.
Okay.
You're loading up on the SEC teams that are, you know, in
there,
the SEC.
That are there.
They just happen to be in the SEC. That is true.
Their whole brand is like,
so here's,
we went 8-5 in the SEC. We should get to do
it. Here's why I think that's a savvy pick. If the SEC puts, I don't know, 4 teams in, it'll be some squirrely-ass team like this that gets that last spot.
Yeah, like a 9-3 Florida that upset Georgia or something like that.
Yeah.
Or an Oklahoma that upset Texas.
Yeah.
10-2.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so Cerber, you are up to 8 teams yet down. You're almost there, bud. Jason, it's back on you.
Ah, excellent. So next on my chart, which is going just by the numbers.
Just to be clear, Jason's got every team he wanted on his big board, if you ask.
Yeah. So I'm going. All right, I got TCU.
Okay.
I will say next, according to the numbers, and when I say this word, it doesn't count as a pick. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is a non-pick zone. Liberty's next on the
right.
board.
Right. I understand. You are not picking Liberty, but you are establishing that Liberty would be a numerically sound
Liberty
pick.
Awareness.
I'm noting that a call it 13-0 Liberty is making the playoff.
Right. Okay.
They play nothing but nothing. Mm-hmm. Give me live on the CW, Cal Golden Bears. I have just taken both ends of the greatest bowl game in history.
Jaden Ott for Heisman. That's going to make you very popular with a certain subset of our listeners, so that was savvy of you. This is all politics, as we know. Holly, teams 6 and 7 for you to pick.
All right. I am going to bet ahistorically.
Okay.
On a lightning fast Willie Fritz turnaround and take Houston.
I love that pick.
Uh-huh. Okay, nice. Yeah,
it's a value.
And then to make up for that very sensible move, mm-hmm. I am going to go with my heart and take my beloved Toledo Rockets.
That's okay,
a good choice too.
Also, that's a solid choice. Those are 2 excellent choices.
Yeah.
Spencer, you have 7 teams. You need an 8th and a 9th.
And you better take North Texas.
Yeah, seriously, coach.
Actually, Jason, I will go ahead and select my own beloved Mean Green, because you know, we're flying under the radar this year. I think I got a lot of doubters and a lot of haters, but frankly, we tune out all that outside noise, mostly because we're listening to the smooth sounds of Bitches Brew by Miles Davis.
Nobody else believed in y'all, but Coach believed in y'all.
Coach, you are good at tuning.
That's right. We're totally good at tuning. That's right. So we're going to tune this thing up. We're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4 and see how the band sounds. And, you know, we like the way we sound in practice.
That's
so
a very conventional time signature, Coach.
Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and select them. And then, you know, I'm feeling pretty nice. Ah, jeez, I'm feeling so nice. I think I'm going to go ahead and select the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Okay, all right.
I wasn't listening to any of those picks. What'd you say?
He took North Texas and Minnesota.
Thank you. Oh, man, Minnesota's on mine.
That classic duo.
Yep. All right, let me make sure.
Great taste.
My meticulous records are updated. We're good. We're great. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at... So I have two teams left to pick. So after this, I will be out and I will just be administrating. I'm looking. I think I have a pretty good range of teams in different conferences, different geographies. So I'm just going to do whatever I want here. First up, I would like Jacksonville State.
Woo! That's a good one.
Thank you.
Love it.
That's a really good idea.
And then just to stick with the theme, I'll take James Madison.
Duke's mentioned.
That gives me. So I am now out. My playoff teams are, in no particular order, Miami, Kentucky, Virginia Tech, UNLV, Wisconsin, Kansas, Iowa, Louisville, Oregon State, USC, Jacksonville State, and JMU. Spencer, you have 3 schools left to pick, but you only get to pick 2 here. So you will be picking scraps at the end of this game, I suspect.
Okay, that's fine. I love me some scraps. I am basically going, my greatest indicator of whether I think someone can get in the playoff is not necessarily quality.
Mm-hmm.
It's how easy their schedule is.
Okay.
And I'm going to take a moonshot here, all right? I'm going to take a moonshot. I'm going to pile me up a garbage plate. I'm going to be selecting the Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
I don't think that's where garbage plates are from, but that's fine.
It is!
I think you're doing it. I think you're doing an upstate New York thing. I think you're thinking the fat sandwich is fine.
Whatever. You're all regionally vague to me.
Wow.
Rutgers. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to recognize that New Jersey and upstate New York are geographically distinct places.
No, they're not.
Go Birds.
This is all propaganda.
Rutgers. Okay. Rutgers is one. Who's your second team in this round?
The second team I am going to select. I can't fucking believe I'm
doing it.
This.
Do it.
Dude, they're going to be so awesome.
It's that much worse than Rutgers?
Is
it the FIU Pipples?
If you're going just off strength of schedule, you have a lot of bad options.
Has anyone selected the Bearcats yet?
No, because they're coached by Scott Satterfield. Are you okay?
Their schedule's easier than most in that.
Okay. No, I've put it down. I've put it down.
Too late to
you
take said it back.
You can say anything.
I've put it down.
If
you can trade Holly for Auburn after we've all
absolutely
made our picks,
not.
Then Spencer, you can have the Tommy Tuberville tour of Italy.
I do think what Spencer's pulled off here is we are about to hit the point at which Satterfield is done trying to get fired and is trying to get hired. Satterfield is entering his contract year, so to speak.
This is his molting season.
It's time to go be somebody else's problem.
Okay. Holly, you have 7 teams and you get to pick 2 more now.
Whew. This is both a vote of it's the ACC and a genuine vote of confidence in a coach, I think, who has gotten a lot of raw deals in his tenure. I am taking the Duke Blue Devils of Manny Diaz.
Okay, I like that pick.
Now for the complete opposite opinion of both program and coach, but you can really count on him to... do things that surprise and displease you at the same time. I'm gonna take, no, you know what? I'm sorry. I was going to pick Oklahoma State here, and I can't bring myself to do it.
Jason's got them anyway, so we're
long. Well, never mind. Yeah. That's a great reason, as I was about to say. I'm taking Old Dominion.
Okay.
I was going to reach for the Oklahoma State hat and then pick the Old Dominion hat.
Got it.
If you want a visual.
In my mind, that's what happened, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Holly, you're getting so close. You're going to be able to round this out very soon. Jason,
I don't hate this group. I gotta say,
no, you have if I call your group snazzy, will you receive that?
They're plucky.
Okay, that's fine.
They're plucky. I like it.
Jason, this will be picks 9 and 10 for you.
I am going to take San Diego State,
mm-hmm.
and I am going to take the other member of the Tribulation Force, Washington State.
Okay. Okay, so officially
we have one SEC team. You think that's going to be weird?
Jason, that makes this, you are also Floyd's playoff picks, so congratulations.
Get in here, buddy.
Washington State. All right, we're almost there, everybody. Hey, everybody, thanks for staying on this call. Really important that we have
these
times
to get together. Is this fun for y'all?
Let us know.
Good?
Is this great?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's better than whatever you were going to be doing.
It's better than work. The shutdown forecast. It's better than work.
Source.
Wow. From you, of all people?
What's work?
Okay.
Ooh.
Cerber, you have 8 teams. You get to pick your last 4 and finish up.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out who's available in the Big Ten still.
A lot is available in
Indiana.
You want to see Bielema bring it home?
Indiana, UCLA.
Server, we're firmly at the believe in dreams.
Purdue, Northwestern.
Wait, who picked those assholes?
Can you be more specific?
Where to begin?
Okay, where's who? Penn State got eliminated early.
Yes, Penn State was.
I was just making sure there wasn't
Penn State is me and Jason's rival. Penn State is mine and Jason's fight, remember?
Yeah, that's right. I just wanted to make sure that someone I didn't like who was actually really good wasn't like out
no,
there.
No.
I'm going to take Indiana.
Okay.
Was Minnesota available?
Minnesota has been taken by Spencer.
Minnesota has been
got
taken.
Those.
Okay, I'm going to take UCLA because I like Sean Foster.
Sure, great.
That dude's awesome.
Okay.
In the ACC, did someone take Boston College?
No. Boston College is available.
Go Birds. Take the Birds.
Okay.
And man, what about Nevada?
So I have UNLV. You want Nevada Diesel?
I want the Wolf Pack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
The Wolf Space Pack.
Okay. So when this goes up on Instagram, here's Cerber's playoff selection group: Utah, App State, Oklahoma, Washington, Arkansas, Florida, Pitt, South Carolina, Indiana, UCLA, Boston College, Nevada. And the assembly says, "Do you agree?" Question.
Amen. You know what's making this a lot harder on the fly?
What?
Is not having a fucking clue at a glance what conference most of these teams are in.
You know what? I've decided to liberate myself from that concern.
Looking at my group, so have I.
Yeah, it's not important. And you know what? I don't think the college football playoff's going to give that much of a shit either, if I'm being honest.
Y'all have to remember this too, damn it.
Yeah.
The committee is just going to remember, is that a Big Ten SEC team?
Yes.
If not, they don't make it.
If not, proceed to step 2.
If not, they must be 13-0.
If not, trash. Okay, Jason, you have 2 teams left to round out your selections.
So in the video game, there are a few teams that punch way above their weight each and every time you simulate. Boston College just went off the board. That's one of them. Yep. Oregon is the national champ every year, so it would be unfair for any of us to have Oregon. Another team that just wildly overperforms in the video game, I am taking them, the Texas State Bobcats.
Okay.
Pairing them with UTSA. Quite a duo there. And, of course, finally, the team that, when I play this game, most overperforms, that would be none other than, of course, your Colorado State Rams.
Great pick, coach.
Bet on yourself. I love it.
And I have us last because I love that motivation factor,
sure.
Right? Like,
sure.
hey, you assholes.
Nothing is
I
given.
I don't even believe in us.
Nothing is given. okay, Jason, your 12-team playoff is Mizzou, Boise State, Arizona, UTSA, Oklahoma State, Tulane, TCU, Cal, San Diego State, Washington State, Texas State, Colorado State.
I got so goddamn many states. And when you read that through, you got to Cal, and I was like, ooh, I flinched.
I don't think you have – is Tulane the easternmost school that you have? Yeah. I think they might
be. Listen,
we're
man,
locking down time
what,
zones.
Yeah.
You know what I see in this list? I see people who have each worked six jobs in six different fields.
Yeah.
I see a lot of different skill sets. I see – A lot of love along the way.
I
maybe
see
a
lot of
heartbreak.
Friday night 9 p.m. kicks.
A lot
I
of
see.
Friday night 9
That's
p.m.
Right, brothers. We're here to entertain. When nobody else got you, we got you.
I see a couple of safeties who were probably on the practice squad yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's fine. We just, rotate.
Next man up. Yeah.
Next man up. Yeah.
Okay. Holly, you have three picks left to make. I'm going to fuck over Spencer and let you make all three of them before he goes last.
No.
Owned.
All right, let's get weird. I'm very, very Big 12 and Big 10 forward, and I guess I see a reason to keep that going. Okay. Okay. I don't love this coach, but I can't argue with results, and their schedule's not terrible. Let's throw Wake Forest in there below Old Dominion,
okay,
pointedly.
Sure. Yep.
Below Old Dominion.
Yep.
And what's that? Two more?
Yep.
I said this is a joke. Has anybody picked Illinois?
No.
No.
I'm torn between would it be funnier to see Bielema bring it home, or would it be funnier for Northwestern to make the playoff a season after firing Pat Fitzgerald?
Northwestern.
And continue their upward trajectory.
Northwestern to make the playoff while playing on like a beach, a seaside volleyball court.
Yeah, no, that's it.
No,
that's be
not just a seaside volleyball court. Half there, half at Wrigley Field.
Yeah,
they're gonna host a playoff game on Lake Michigan.
Northwestern, okay. Noted chaos team.
Okay, great. Northwestern. And you have one more.
Fuck you, Pinkerton Pat.
You have one more pick to make.
Oh man.
Michigan State is still available. I feel I should.
I know.
You don't have to do that,
know.
Anything with that.
I love. No, I love the coach.
And I think Michigan State is getting sued by the trivia company.
They are. They are. By the way, getting sued for the Hitler trivia company.
Oh, for the Hitler thing. For the Hitler thing, Michigan State did.
Yeah.
And Michigan State's like, no, we didn't do the Hitler thing. Stop talking about the Hitler thing. We did
an unauthorized use of the Hitler thing.
Yes.
So now they're in trouble for both the Hitler thing and the copyright of the Hitler.
You guys wanted Hitler so bad, you stole him.
Yeah. You know what?
That's some Indiana Jones shit, right?
Argentina did that shit years ago.
I have way too many Big Ten teams already, but this is a very strong case for Michigan State.
Okay.
Hang on. Oh.
Is there a plucky G5 you want to pick? That's the
one thing I think
you could maybe use.
There's an absolutely insane G5 pick I want to make, but I really like the
Fresno.
I'm going mostly the thing
available,
of,
right?
Fresno's that's on my list. Derek Mason doing a turnaround job at MTSU is on my list.
Yep. Trent Dilfer's UAB.
No, it is not on my list.
The Troy Trojans.
I like that you did it like Sid Meier's civilization. Trent Dilfer's UAB.
Trent
the New York financier?
UAB for at least one more season.
If you want to go with plucky SEC upstart Vanderbilt, you can pick them here.
No, oh Jesus, not that's not plucky.
I'm sorry.
That's plucked.
I'm sorry. UConn, is still available if you want an independent.
Let's. I think I'm going to go with let's have the team pull together and win one for their retired too early skipper. Let's go with Fresno State.
Okay.
And have them trying to show out for Jeff Tedford.
Okay. A lovely pick. Spencer, you're going to get the last pick. And then, per full cast tradition, we will be briefly open for trades for anyone who wants to make one. Spencer, who are you rounding out? Reminder that your last two picks were Rutgers and Cincinnati. who dare join that august company?
We went to the Menards, and there was a sale. We got Rutgers. And we got Minnesota.
Oh, hey, I think you should throw Georgia Tech in here. I'm just going to throw that out.
You know, they have like the toughest schedule.
That doesn't matter.
So I'm kind of against it.
Fine.
But it's the toughest schedule in the ACC.
Which includes Maryland, as we know.
He's the tallest boy in kindergarten.
I'm the head coach at North Texas. I respect the strength of schedule in the ACC.
Yeah, that's fair.
Surprised nobody took Purdue.
Why?
I'm not. I'm going to do it.
Seriously, somebody ought to take Troy.
No, they reminisce over you. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Troy.
Okay.
There we go.
Troy Trojans.
They got a Publix now.
Oh, shit.
What?
It's over.
Damn.
It's over.
They've had it for a few years.
Damn.
Are they getting above themselves?
Okay. So.
Oh, my God. I'm facing Jacket Dan and Snap. I'm fucked.
Oh, shit.
Holly, you're 12. Auburn, Colorado, Maryland, West Virginia, Nebraska, Houston, Toledo, Duke, Old Dominion, Wake Forest, Northwestern, Fresno State.
Spence, I like it.
Spencer, yours, SMU, Iowa State, NC State, USF, UCF, UNC, Texas Tech, North Texas, Minnesota, Rutgers, Cincinnati, and Troy. Parrish, briefly for a moment, consider how nightmarish the state of Texas will be if Texas Tech, North Texas, and Mack Brown's UNC all make the playoffs, but Texas and Texas A&M do not.
Y'all can all suck my ass.
And SMU does as well, but Baylor, Texas A&M.
If any of these teams were rivals, yeah, that would be a big deal.
Problem.
More like the Bone Star State.
Okay.
Wow.
If anybody wants to propose a trade, now is the time to do so. At the end of this episode, I will be locking in your picks, which has incredible amount of authority since this matters so much.
Do you agree? I'm feeling very protective of my weird little bunch of hatchlings over here.
I love this group of guys.
Yeah, got a lot of group. Well, we love this group of groups of guys.
My only thing is, if anyone has a team whose name has the word state in it that they would like to dangle, I would listen.
Huh.
Fresno?
Oh, would you like Cal?
No.
Jason.
Actually, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to make that trade straight up? Fresno State for Cal?
Which conference did Cal go to again?
ACC.
That's an ACC program.
Yeah. Yeah, give me that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Handshake.
Thank you.
All right.
I love it.
That trade has been executed. Server, right. Spencer, anything y'all want to do? Any moves you want to make?
Jason, how many non-state teams do you have now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Not many.
That's too many.
No. I like my group of guys.
Okay. Okay.
It's a great group of dudes.
Server, any edits?
I feel like I panicked and picked Nevada. I don't really want them, but I'll keep them.
That's a compelling trade offer.
Does anybody want to make Server an offer for Nevada?
Server's just doing this money ball style. Yeah, he's trash. I want him gone. Give me a third.
Yeah. I think one of the games is going to get canceled, so.
Okay. All right. Is that it? Are we done?
Anybody have any other states they want rid of?
That's it for me.
God, I really like Oregon and Jacksonville State. I would listen to discussions for Oregon State.
Oregon State?
I would trade you.
Oh, dang. Nobody did pick Michigan State. Could Jason swap something on his list and get Michigan State?
I'm not that desperate.
I simply won't
get out of the bargain bin.
Okay. I would trade you Arizona for Oregon State.
That's a hard bargain.
It's a little pricey.
That's
All right, here's what I'll do. I'll trade you Arizona and Tulane for Oregon State and Jacksonville State.
You're crazy. No.
Okay.
I see.
You see the machinations.
The lawyer is at work.
Ryan Nanny, Coastal Elite, trying to exploit the working man yet again.
Always trying to cheat people out of Arizona. That's what the Big 12 did, isn't it? Monsters.
Does anybody want Missouri?
They're
not going to be big value. I know they're a great pick. I'm happy to have them, but
but they give you a tummy ache.
I'll trade you. Listen, I'm going to offer some value.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Good game, Dan.
Dark horse candidate. I'm going Iowa State, Missouri. Do you want Iowa State?
That's a terrible trade.
What in the world?
That's a terrible trade. What?
Say, I, why? Want, I want
great young core of great young core of talent. That's a
terrible trade.
This is why you're not in this. This is why you're not in the Marvel Snap
I want
Alliance.
This all quoted. I want this all.
No,
quoted.
It's a, it, can I tell you why it's a bad trade?
Hmm.
Because you're asking him to give up an SEC team, which we already feel like has more paths to the playoff.
For a top big, 10 team.
For a Big 12 team, which might be an awesome league, but also might be a league where it's like, wow, everybody has four losses. They're all fucked except the champion.
Like, I don't know if I would give you Tulane for Iowa State.
Ooh.
What makes you think that the SEC is going to be that? Honestly, what makes you I don't
think.
What
makes you think they're going to get a lot of playoff teams?
What makes me think the SEC and the Big Ten are going to get multiple playoff teams? I have no idea.
She wore a crown and came down in a bubble, Doug.
What makes you think they won't all have way Educate more losses yourself. Than they think
you
they
You don't understand. It won't matter if they do. Everyone will just beat their chest about how that proves it's the deepest, most competitive league in human history.
I think Iowa State has a nice little shot toward winning their conference and ending up having a compelling argument. It's like a one or two loss team.
I think,
as opposed to everybody in the SEC.
Oh, if
but
they
you
win
know
their,
what?
If they win their conference,
I'm just
they're
offering
in.
Deals,
no,
Ryan.
If they win
I'm
their conference, they're
deals.
In, dummy. They don't even need to like make an argument.
But I do think this whole Big 12 team thing, it does make it to like, there is an argument for like, there's going to be several four loss teams that are in the
I have watched
over the
everything
next 5 years.
We've been through this week, and this is what's going to tear us apart. I
yeah,
love
that's
it.
Fair. That's
I
fair.
Have watched college football fuck up every sure thing and every obvious logic toward establishing who belongs in a postseason or a championship. I assume nothing certain.
So you're saying,
except more SEC.
You're
teams.
Saying college football is so wild that they will accidentally put third in the Big 12 Iowa State.
They're not going to be third.
Wouldn't it be super fucking
scenario.
Annoying Spencer. If he wish casted another 2007 upon us
I'm
after all
you.
Of our false starts on getting another 2007?
Yeah.
Spencer, I'll give you two TCU for Iowa State.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
See what I'm saying?
Not my value. Not my valued Cyclone.
I think the only team you could trade him for Mizzou, like maybe SMU, but even that, I just like I don't or if you think Jason
that
really
sounds fun,
NC
I'll do
State.
That.
Okay,
standing on Eli Drinkwitz like he's the American dollar.
Okay,
yeah.
Trade him.
Standing on Eli Drinkwitz like he's
interesting.
Flip him SMU for Mizzou then.
SMU for Mizzou.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
SMU.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that deal. Love that deal.
So I now have zero power conference teams.
Correct.
Yes,
your list is now perfect.
You have no, you have no Big Ten and SEC.
Yes,
you're
gonna
win.
I have Arizona and Oklahoma State.
Yes.
I have no power conference teams.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. But you have Washington State.
Oh, that's true. Sorry.
So.
Great doing business.
Okay. Are we good? Are we gaveling this closed?
I don't want to.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
I just want to remind everyone that it's not a power conference, but SMU is in the ACC. Just for posterity of reminding people that SMU is in the ACC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And SMU won their conference last year. It wasn't the ACC, but that's not important.
Rid of power conferences.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Power is a very strong word for the ACC. Let's not associate them with that.
Going once. Going twice. The playoff picks are locked in and will be deadly accurate, as
so
they
the
always are.
Thunderstorm noises in here.
I'll just say this right now: if I don't get the G5 rep, I will be fucking mad.
okay.
Like if East Carolina just barges through, you're like,
yes.
God damn!
No, if it's my Rockets,
it'll make right that they're not on my list. If they make it and I have all these little guys, but not the one that makes it, I'll be irate.
So scanning real quickly here. I believe, just shout out if you have, I know Cerber has two, and I think he's the only one. I'm not sure. How many four-team playoff teams, who have been to the four-team playoff, do we have here? Cerber has Ooh. Oklahoma and Washington.
I have TCU, which is
I somehow, think that's it. Yes,
one.
Jason has TCU. I don't think Holly has anybody.
You telling me Auburn's never been to the playoff?
It was a system designed to fuck them over, clearly.
Hmm.
UCF did not make the. Oh, but Spencer has Cincinnati. Spencer has Cincinnati.
I do.
That's Michigan, the one that Michigan I State. Did someone take them?
No, nobody took Michigan State. Yeah.
I just realized, by the way, I picked the most like troll god edge lord. Like, if I am right about any of these, it will eat the funniest fucking thing.
Oh, you're gonna be impossible.
Yeah.
Well, that's new. What a novel experience for all of us.
Okay, so
thank you, whack human being, Spencinati.
We don't have to do this. Do we want to spend a little bit of our closing time here taking any questions from the chat?
Absolutely.
No.
Yes. All right, Jason, you're the tiebreaker vote.
Yeah, let's do it. And also, face me in Marvel Snap 213220.
How good are you at Marvel Snap?
He's pretty good.
He's not as good as Dan, but nobody is.
Damn.
I'm sorry, that sounded
Jerry
mean.
Hinnan is the...
Jerry Hinnan is wrecking
Jerry Hinnan
shit.
Is carrying our fucking team.
Auburn Superfan?
Yes.
No, yeah, Jerry Hinnan is carrying our entire alliance to a degree that's frankly embarrassing.
Victoria wants to know, how are y'all doing? Answer judiciously.
Hey, you guys remember like 2 weeks ago when I said when we tell the story of this week, it's going to be its own documentary, and that was 2 weeks ago?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm feeling fine. I had a Whataburger for breakfast. That's always that'll strong. Solve any problem.
Mm-hmm. What a breakfast.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right. I have been a little distracted, mostly thinking about do paleontologists realize that one day they might like learn all the things?
Like when you're going to run out of bones? They're going to clear the entire board?
Yeah, like if you are in other areas of scientific expertise, like if you're a chemist, it's like occasionally, you know, we discover a new element or we figure out a new way to like create a polymer. I'm just saying words, whatever. But like dinosaur time is done, and there's only so much that like once we sort of like new game plus it, that's it. We're not gonna like, oh shit, we found a new dinosaur. Do you think there's some awareness within the paleontology community that like, hey, one day we might just have nothing to do? Or is that the dream?
Wait a second. I just got a note from my power company that says our power is out. But right now it's not.
Hmm.
It's from the future.
Cool. Okay, if the Channel 6 team disappears suddenly, it's because another tree fell down in the yard.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. Okay, next question from Whack Human Being. What's the last vegetable y'all ate?
Broccolini, yesterday.
Okay.
I had lettuce on my burger at Whataburger.
Okay.
A combination of red bell peppers, green bell peppers, cucumbers, and red onion in pasta salad for dinner last night.
I had spinach and bell peppers in an omelet this morning.
Ooh.
Serbs?
I don't require them.
Right on.
Fair.
Right on.
Let's see. Let's do like three more.
Hmm.
Oops, that's not the one. Sorry. Justin, I'm glad you also had broccolini. I just misclicked.
It does go hard. He's okay. Right.
Dave Chargers.
Wow.
Any games y'all plan on going to this season?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yes. Spencer and I have talked about going to a Buffalo Bills game, but we haven't locked that in.
But that is different, kids.
That is a little different. I still like we don't have to hash this out today. You're very committed to going to a winter game against the Jets, aren't you?
Oh, I'm still open. Okay. I'm very much open. I want to do the thing that everyone can do first and then that we should do second.
I appreciate your flexibility in that regard. Yeah. Unfortunately, it does look like the Jets game would work for me, which is really unfortunate.
Well, Ryan, let's bring the people into the fold here.
Yeah.
Where and when is the Buffalo Bills Jets game?
All right, it's time to do our favorite game. Look at the Buffalo Bills schedule on this, the internet's only college football podcast.
The good news about Bills Jets is you get to pick from two.
But we're going to Buffalo. That's important. On December 29th, 2024, the New York Jets will travel to Buffalo to play division rival, the Buffalo Bills, a game that I'm sure will have great draft implication for the fucking Jets. So yeah, that's that's a possibility. Anybody else have games that they are hoping to go to this season?
Week two, I will be at the Tennessee NC State clash.
Oh, the
in Charlotte, the Mayo Classic, which is confusing to me constantly because it's not Labor Day weekend; it's in week two.
Right.
Right. Gonna go hang out with the Mayo people. Gonna bring this is gonna be a fun one. We're going because it, for once, the NFL stadium is conducive to us going because they have really good wheelchair access. So for those of you who remember my cousin who broke up the drunk Clemson fan crashing the Charlotte show, he was in a terrible motorcycle accident last year and has been kicking ass in rehab, getting back to having the use of his legs, and I am bringing him to the Tennessee in-state game as a treat. So, fun little family reunion up there.
Fun. I am debating if this is the year I take my oldest child to a college football game, which would inevitably be a Vanderbilt game.
Can it be? Are they playing UConn again?
No.
It was a great time last time.
The schedule is not ideal. My home game choices are Virginia Tech. I didn't bother letting y'all know this in the every SEC game. A lot of people think the Virginia Tech Vandy game is at the Titans Stadium. It is not. And it was announced originally as being played at the Titans Stadium. And then some point along the way, they were like, nah, we're not doing that. It's just,
I respect that so much.
Yeah, it's just at Vandy.
I like that a lot of people are thinking about that game.
Yeah. Alcorn State comes to Vandy. And then it's Alabama, Ball State.
Hey. Here's an argument.
Yeah.
Take her to the Alcorn State game to see the band and the dance team.
That is a good idea.
Have an excellent dance team.
Yeah, that's a nighttime kick, but maybe that'll be more pleasant anyway.
That's a nighttime kick, which is a better time to see the dance team and their sequins.
Because the only other possibilities on, like, I'm like, I don't think we should go to South Carolina Vanderbilt. And I'm definitely taking her to Tennessee Vanderbilt.
Nobody needs
that.
That's
not a good choice. So I might go to that. Beyond that, I don't know. Jason, I assume you're going to be at every Kennesaw State home game.
Yeah, you better believe it.
I'm going to try to get to Penn State. I would like to try to do that.
Why?
Later in the season. Because I've never been.
That's fair. I've never been a lot of places I don't want to go.
So I would like to do that. And the other one that I have cited up is I would really at one point love to get to UW. Never been to UW.
That's a great game day experience and a great stadium.
Yeah.
Let's pick a Washington home game for Spencer to go to. He won't because Hey Spencer, how is the Sphere? How is seeing the dead cover band at the Sphere? Oh, you didn't go.
Hi, Cerber. We need to talk about something while I'm paying off old debts. So, Cerber, you are going to be playing a little bit of golf when we are in Raleigh, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Do we want to explain how this came about?
I'm only giving the information. Yeah,
I thought it was funny.
It is funny. I just want to, first, Cerber.
Now it sounds like we have a secret.
Do you mind if I tag along?
Oh, absolutely not. Come
he's,
right
he's
along,
not who sir. You have to ask.
Okay, I have to ask him, and now I have to ask your dad.
Because my dad's the one who's going to be mad that you're slowing them down.
Why will he be slowing them down?
Because I'm going to bring my other friend an enormous pair of JNCO Junkos.
Can we, for those who didn't hear, can we explain what...
I am so glad I did not book Lonnie Poole now. I'm so glad. That is way too nice of a golf course for this bullshit.
I mean, this is like a muni, right? Is this some sort of like...
I haven't booked the final one yet, but it's going to be a muni. Yeah, Lonnie Poole was on the table, but that was gone. Like those tee times were gone like immediately.
Can we explain what actually? In fairness, for 5 minutes to Spencer, can we explain what happened with the JNCOs bet? Because it's funny.
I believe you mean JNCOs.
Sure.
Oh, God damn it! Did he actually say it right? He said it right.
No, he didn't. He said JNCOs.
Stuck to his stupid guns.
Folks, we actually were about, we were a good ways this spring into getting our own charity golf tournament set up in which Spencer was going to play in JNCOs. And in the simplest possible explanation, Spencer ran into another Spencer who ghosted us mid-preparations and quit answering emails. To the point where we had to push this whole thing off until next year. So this is in the process, and we have people who are helping us out. But we got Spencer on Spencer Crimed, and they canceled each other out. So we weren't able to make it happen this spring, but we are still trying to get our own charity golf situation going.
Also, I feel really good about fulfilling the Sphere bet too, because they won't let Dad and Company leave the Sphere. They're uh-huh. trapped there, uh-huh. surrounded, being forced to play and serve millions. So I feel pretty good about fulfilling that one as well.
Okay.
So,
it turns out we have a listener who works there. So you're not getting out of this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Washington's football schedule. I don't think there's a ton on here. Non-conference. Like, I don't think you should go to the Apple Cup on September 14th.
You want get one in late September, early October. Get maximum good weather.
Yeah, that game. The Apple Cup's being played at Lumen Field anyway, so don't.
Because you want the views out into the water.
Here are your October on choices for home games at Washington: Michigan, USC, UCLA. That's it.
Oh, take USC.
It's the USC game.
USC on November 2nd.
No, that's the game, yeah.
Okay. I look forward to you not going to that.
If you don't go this year, though, like, you 100% should go when they play Oregon next year. Like, that is, mm-hmm. that might be a top five atmosphere.
Like, Oregon gets a great reputation as a smaller stadium that's very loud, and they deserve that reputation. Washington is kind of like if UCF Stadium was more tightly constructed, but still made entirely out of aluminum siding. Like, the press box is at the very, very top of the stadium, and it sways back and forth when that stadium is jumping. It's a really good time, and it's loud. It's really loud for being so open air. It's great.
While we're on the topic of bet Spencer doesn't fulfill, Sarah asked if we could get a reminder of the beer bet that Ryan and Holly and I think.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, we did that.
Came up with a compromise for Holly. Can you remind our listeners about that thing Spencer said he would do and didn't do?
Sure.
The beer bet was that forever. This was like a couple years ago. Charity bowl stretch goal where we said, okay, for every 10,000 or something additional dollars that gets donated, Spencer's going to drink a beer. And then we got like $400,000 more dollars. Whoops. And Ryan and I suggested, with several shows coming up that were adjacent to breweries, that we start buying beers for readers at our live shows. And every beer that we purchased for a reader would knock one off Spencer's debt. And he said, no,
you're not here for good ideas, people.
Who are you talking to?
The audience.
Okay.
Man mm-hmm. of the people talking to
all
be
clear,
of them.
I'm always talking to the people, okay. Ryan. I'm like Nick Saban. Okay. I'm talking to my people. Okay. The reporters are just incidental.
Uh-huh. Which reporters?
I have a message.
Who are the reporters?
You and this. It's an inaccurate metaphor, but we're going to keep moving.
I am the media and I am the enemy. Okay.
That's right. You're the media. The elite liberal media, Ryan Nanny, East Coast overlord.
Do you know where I live?
No.
Okay. Great.
Hmm. But we'll answer that after the show.
Okay.
We're not here for good ideas.
Last question we're going to take. And then, hey, we're gonna give everybody some time back. My favorite thing that people say at a business meeting. Only God can give time, you monster.
Can't have your dignity back, but you can have time back.
This is just for Jason from Fargo is for Romance. Jason, how do I win the FCS draft? I assume that means the FCS upset draft this year.
So in the Split Zone Duo FCS upset thing, the three teams that I selected to lose FCS games, I took large swings only, all right? Only 100-pointers from Alex's spreadsheet. I have the Campbell Camels defeating Liberty. I'm pretty sure I had FAMU over Miami, and I took Samford over Florida. Those are my three picks from Alex's 100-pointers. These are all enormous big swings.
I would be fine with all of those, truthfully. Like, I don't.
I think everyone would feel good about all
three
of
those.
It's fine. Samford, but.
Can I answer one very frequently asked question before we go?
Oh, yeah, please.
Every third question in here is this going to be recorded? Yes, we are recording this right now. There's going to be an option to watch this, rewatch this on StreamYard afterwards if you missed it. We are in the process this week of moving to a different hosting platform, like moving to a different place that hosts the RSS feed. And it's taking a while because our back catalog is so extensive.
It's like, chunky.
Yeah. We can't just migrate our entire podcast feed in a day because there are an embarrassing number of hours of audio that go back. So as soon as we get everything, you guys won't see a change in your phones. It should show up same as always. But as soon as we get the rest of our back episodes migrated over to our new, what do you call it when it's a podcast? Is it just hosting?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway. Yeah. We're just moving the feed to a different like back end host. Nothing will be different for you guys. So, as soon as we get that all set up, we will post this episode on the new feed. We just didn't want it to disappear into the ether while we were moving stuff. Also, that's why the live show is happening today.
LinkedIn user who says, here's hoping we get full cast after dark this year. Yeah, we're still
doing, try and avoid it.
We're still doing full cast after dark.
We're not doing full cast after dark.
Now, Holly, I appreciate your optimism and your stick-to-itiveness as the worrisome one of the group. I have to say, if you want more Shutdown Fullcast, the only way I can promise you'll get it is if you go to Raleigh and Birmingham. Who knows?
Oh,
who knows
fair.
Beyond that?
Yeah.
Like, maybe those will be the last two ever. No
right.
way
I
to
don't,
know.
I don't need this fucking energy right now.
all right. Fuck. All right. I apologize, server. My bad.
Okay. So again, like nothing should look different on y'all's phones. We're switching from Angel Fire to GeoCities, so to speak. So just sit tight and we will have
this. Did we already have our Zynga era?
I think that was that in a number of ways. I think that was Banner Society.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
So anyway, we will post the link to our feeds, but you guys will be able to rewatch this on StreamYard, and if your friends miss it entirely, they can watch it on StreamYard, and then the regular ass podcast episode will be up as soon as we finish hauling sacks upon sacks upon sacks of ancient podcast episodes into the new warehouse, so to speak.
You can probably watch this on LinkedIn too, which again is just the funniest shit in the world.
Dude, the sound quality on LinkedIn continues to just be like, it's astonishing.
Hey LinkedIn, if you want us to host this exclusively on LinkedIn, we will have that discussion for a price. Like,
and because your LinkedIn will be a big price.
It'll be a big fucking
price. Big business price.
But that's because we grind and we know our worth.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. By the way, a love Twitch commenter, Triceratops, who says, hey, coach, is Coach Kirk keeps FaceTiming me. He says he's in his car in his garage and the car's running and the doors are closed. Says he's getting sleepy and he won't leave the car till I commit to his football team. Please help. That's right. You better commit, son.
Yeah, that's the only help I got for you. The only help I got for you is you got to help me. It's a win-win.
That's what teamwork is.
Right.
It's when you keep me from killing myself in the garage.
All right, server and stream.